Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, hi, Tom Allen here. Just before the episode begins, I wanted to let you know that I've got a new book coming out. It's my first novel, and it's called Common Decency, and you can pre-order it right now from all good retailers.
Hi, guys, Susie here. I've been lucky enough to read it, and it's absolutely bloody brilliant. I'm so proud of him. Pre-order it now.
Thank you.
Welcome to Like Minded Friends.
With me.
Oh, sorry.
No.
We've forgotten how to do it.
How does this work?
That's because we were having a little off the record chat before we started.
Oh, we were laughing.
I mean, I say off the record, we pretty much cover it. We'll cover it all in this episode. Yeah, we'll just do it in a roundabout fashion.
I imagine we will, won't we, soon?
I would have thought so. It's Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen. You're Like Minded Friends from now until forever.
Forever and ever.
We were together yesterday.
We had a lovely little time together at the Chelsea Flower Show.
It was so nice.
What a treat.
I tell you who's a laugh.
Who?
Ruth Langsford.
I love Ruth Langsford so much. She's so nice.
She's such a laugh.
Yeah, she's really fun, isn't she? She's really great.
You were saying how Emma Willis has said how lovely Ruth was to her when she started.
Yes.
When she started out doing presenting. And then Ruth said, well, I know her from, and then you interrupted with, from prison. and then Ruth really went with it. And I thought,
I didn't know
that you were such a laugh.
Yeah, she's great fun.
She's really good fun. I really liked her.
Yeah, lovely person. Really lovely person.
Yeah.
I mean, I do find that with the people who go to gardening shows, it's always nice people.
Yeah, you rarely see a fascist.
No, very few.
Very few fascists at a gardening show.
I didn't see one. So I think, yeah, there's a lot of nice people who sort of are naturally attracted to it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's great, isn't it?
Okay, who is the most famous person you saw? That's always the interesting chat.
Oh, who is the most famous person I saw?
Or exciting. That is, fame, I guess, is a... But like exciting for you.
I always want to see Nigel Slater, but I didn't.
Oh, I walked past him.
Yeah, my mum saw him.
Yeah, I think I was with your mum at that point.
Oh, everybody else saw him. Nigel Slater or... I'm trying to think who else. Mary Berry was there?
Was she?
Yeah.
I didn't see Mary Berry, but I do love her.
Yeah. Who was your star spot?
Well, year one,
oh,
I saw Dame Judi Dench and Joanna Lumley.
Wow.
Having a chat, and I thought, that's great. Year two, I saw Cate Blanchett.
Wow, was she there? Wow.
Huge. So this year's year three for me. I would say Dominic West, quite exciting.
Oh, yes, I heard he was there, yes.
He was standing behind you at one point.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Goodness. But then also, and I don't know the actress's name, but I was very excited to see the mum from Bridgerton.
The mum from Bridgerton was there, great.
Lady Bridgerton. And she's a fantastic actress, and I'm so sorry that I don't know her name.
Oh.
Do you know what? I should just Google it, shouldn't I? But I mean, who cares? I'm worried that I'm going to offend Mrs. Bridgerton.
Oh, don't worry.
And of course, I don't think she listens to our podcast.
I don't know if she does listen, you know, Suze.
And I don't think I need to worry too much about that.
Yeah.
It's, I was about to say it's Violet Bridgerton. No, that is the character.
Oh.
It's Ruth Gemmell, I think.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she is. No. Yes, that's right, I think. Yes, Ruth Gemmell. Anyway, I was very excited to see her because we're huge fans of Bridgerton in this house.
Oh, right. I should get into that, I always think.
Oh, Tom, you'd fucking love it. All Regency, right. everyone's, you know, carrying on.
Right up my
street. There's a load of drama.
Oh, right up my street.
Load of gossip.
Oh, okay.
Load of bustles. You know, you love a bustle.
Oh, I'd like a bustle. Yeah, I love to bustle about me. Well, I should get into that. But it was a very nice collection of people. I liked spending time with in the pavilion. I saw some of the lovely growers there.
Oh, yeah. Showers, not growers.
They were growers who were showing.
Shots. Oh, of course. Yeah, doing both, which is impressive.
Which is impressive and noteworthy. And they were, they're always so impressive. I'm quite a fan, which was something that we're trying to do this year, quite a fan of having vegetables as plants, decorative plants.
I saw some people doing that with kale.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And that's nice.
There was a couple of stands doing things like that. And it looks so lovely, actually. And so we're going to try and have Cavolo Nero.
I love a Cavolo Nero.
Pots, yeah, maybe some
it
chard.
It also feels really fancy to say Cavolo Nero.
Cavolo Nero. Yes, rather than cabbage.
Yes.
I do like cabbage.
I love cabbage.
Mm, so good for you. So good.
So good. Makes you nice and big and strong.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Which, of course, is what
I dream of. Yeah. That's why I need to grow some more. But yeah, so I'm quite excited about that. I felt inspired by that.
Yeah.
And when you see the flowers they have and they're all sort of arranged, so nice. So
I had such a nice time. I had a really nice time.
Oh, good.
Alice couldn't come this year and my mum also couldn't come. So I was all out of people to invite because you were already there. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to go by myself. So I trotted down, didn't I, to Chelsea? Mm. And I had about an hour of just looking around the gardens on my own.
Lovely.
Bumped into Carrie Godleyman and her lovely husband, Ben. That was fabulous.
Oh, yes. They're lovely. Yeah.
They were lovely. Had a quick coffee with them. And then I just had a little mooch by myself. And you know what? It was really lovely.
I bet.
It was really lovely to just sort of go, oh, that's what you've done there.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, that's lovely.
It's a lovely thing. Mm, just go and admire it all.
Yeah, and not overthink it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very nice.
Great.
And not feel like you're with a group or you've got to, oh, where's that person gone? And just to sort of take it all in. It was lovely.
Yeah, lovely. Great.
I would love one of those massive sculptures. I mean, my garden's not big enough. And also, they're thousands of pounds. But...
Oh, those... Yep, yeah, you could get a version of it.
Yeah, out of paper mache when it rains.
Yeah, perfect. Would last a little while.
Last for that 1 week of the summer.
Lovely. Lovely.
Perfect.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was very nice. And then, of course, I bumped into you.
Of course.
We went into the King's and David Beckham's garden.
Yes, that was quite... Well, it was very curious. The Curious Garden, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't realise that... I know the King's into the environment, but I didn't know David Beckham was green-fingered. But, you know, you live and learn.
It's been a thing in the last few years. He's been posting about his veg patch.
Oh, really?
And things. So he's quite into it now.
Well, did you see that documentary he did? He spent about half an hour cooking a mushroom. So if he's cooking his own, if he's cooking his own veg.
Well, he'll be having a whale of a time. Yeah.
I mean, that'll be a six-part series.
Won't it? Yeah, I did enjoy looking around there. It was very, that had a lot of vegetables growing as sort of part of the planting.
Yes, as part, that's I think where I saw the kale. But I think a lot of people are doing that now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it does look lovely, yeah. I'm hoping to do it with Swiss chard.
It does look lovely. But here's my issue, Tom, or my question. Mm. Is that going to entice the slugs even more?
Well, my hope is that being in a pot, it's easier to move it away from the slugs. My hope is that anyway. But I think the reality is they can actually slither up the side.
Yeah,
of course.
So
you have to put copper tape and things like that to put them off.
Oh, is that what I need? Because so they sometimes make their way up my stairs. You know, I've got like five stairs to my front door, like you. They slither up those.
And come in the house? Knock on the door?
No, they're trying to get to the house. They can't open the door. But I feel like it's only a matter of time before one of them gets through the letterbox and then opens the door for the rest of them.
No doubt. And that's it. Then you'll come home one day and they'll all be living there.
Yeah. And then we'll get one of those, you know, those massive ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're absolutely terrifying.
Absolutely disgusting, aren't they?
The type that might get taken into like a primary school.
Yes. Horrid.
But they're homing, aren't they, snails?
Is that right?
Well, so my neighbour told me, because I kept bagging them up and taking them to a patch of grass at the end of my road.
Oh, how lovely.
That doesn't belong to anyone.
Okay.
And I just thought, there's like some trees... It's like a shrub, shrub area. Yeah. And I thought, why don't I just, I'll take those guys down there.
Yeah.
And they can start a new life.
Yeah.
And I had, I would say, 52. Yeah, really gross. Shoebox full. I've done this a few times now.
God, Susie, it's a lot of effort.
And then when you ding them out, they've all like stuck together. So it's like a ball of snail. Yeah, I thought that might make you feel unwell. Have you had your breakfast yet?
I have, but I might be revisiting it.
Anyway, my neighbour told me...
Yeah, excuse me.
...that they're going to make their way back up to mine. up.
And that's what they are doing.
Yeah.
They're walking up.
Well,
slithering. They can move quite fast, actually. I mean, not that fast, but fairly fast. Oh, gosh. So you can't get rid of them.
So I don't know what to do.
To be honest, after the initial year of us having them, the initial couple of years, they've sort of not really been around so much. They've not, we do get them, but not.
But what have you done? Didn't you get bear wee at some point?
No, I've never done anything like that. Apparently lion wee or something.
Lion wee frightens everything.
It's good for like foxes.
Oh, that's foxes. But you didn't get any lion wee. I don't know where you'd find it.
I don't know where you'd find it. I think, you'd have to be pretty brave to ask a lion to wee in a cup.
Cough, please. And I can have a urine sample as well.
I just need... Put it up to the lion, please. So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either, but they're little bastards.
But they didn't really talk about that yesterday at Chelsea. It never seems to be a problem. You never walk around Chelsea and see like, oh, this one's been eaten by slugs.
No. No, but to be honest, if you're working for the Royal Horticulture Society, if you need to get hold of some lion's wee.
Oh, you could.
You could probably go to London Zoo.
They've probably got their own lions.
They probably have a number.
And maybe they didn't get a ticket as well. That's the other thing. Maybe the slugs don't get tickets. So
that's true, because it is quite hard to get in, isn't it?
Well, it can be. It can be if you don't book in advance.
Yeah,
but I mean,
it's
really like it sorts the wheat from the chaff a bit when it's gloomy weather like the time that it is at the moment, because you only get the really keen gardeners going.
Yes, people that it can rain on my parade.
Yeah, all of that lot.
All of that lot. You're going again today, aren't you?
Yes, I'm doing a little interview thing there.
Who are you interviewing? Some chard? A slug?
A slug. What brings you to Chelsea?
Well, I'm just looking for something to eat.
That's a good slug. Oh, if they have that voice, I feel bad that I've discarded them.
That was sort of my impression of the guy from Bug's Life, who's a caterpillar, who keeps going,
one day I will be a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
So that's I sort of will give the slugs voices in the garden.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Well, yeah, could you stop killing my friends?
Yes. Seem like lovely people. Oh, how could I? How could I?
You're being interviewed.
Yes, by Nikki Chapman, I think. About my garden, yeah.
Do you ever want to say what was it like being on Popstars Arrivals?
Maybe I'll ask her that today. But enough of this garden chat, Nikki. What was it like?
Yeah, enough of this. What did you really think of Gareth Gates?
Was Popstars Arrivals? Was that the bands?
We need Alfie.
Was that in the house up in Highgate?
Wasn't that Fame Academy?
Oh, that was Fame Academy. Sorry.
Alex Parks, like the biggest lesbian of
her era.
My teen years.
Wow.
I tried to like find her to have her on out, because I feel like any lesbian of my generation would have been very aware of Alex Parks.
Would have been absolutely thrilled. Yeah.
Well, because it was very rare to see sort of a tomboyish lesser on telly at that point.
Right, yeah. She was one of the few. But you tried to track her down. What happened? Has she moved away? Gone underground?
You can't find her.
You can't find her?
Yeah, people like the internet. I looked all over the internet and all the nooks and crannies.
Oh, isn't that exciting? I wonder where she's gotten to.
Yeah, I wonder if she just sort of went, no, I don't want to be famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that is the way with lesbians.
Understandable.
You know, you can be...
you can be not famous.
You can choose who you want to be.
Yeah.
Don't anybody tell you otherwise.
Yeah. It's a shame with gay men, you do have to be who they tell you to be.
You do feel a little bit more told what to do. But lesbians, yes, you have that free reign. Well, I wonder, I hope she's having a nice time.
I hope so too. Listen, Alex Park, if you're listening, do reach out.
Do let us know if you're still out there parking up. could be her podcast.
That could be her podcast.
Parking fine. Parking meter. Yeah. Park life.
Parking ticket. Sure. So you're being interviewed by Nikki Chapman about your experience of
gardening and Popstars The Rivals.
Yeah. Great.
And they were asking me about a vegetable patch, but I had to say to them, that's what they're planning to ask. And I said, unfortunately, I've grassed over it. Mm-hmm. I've grassed it up because we're now growing vegetables all around the garden. But I think they felt it was a bit sort of, oh, didn't you do that for your dad? And I was like, yes, but I got rid of it. So,
but yeah. I've processed everything.
But I processed it now and I'm fine. Absolutely fine now.
One book, one vegetable patch, done.
Done. Enough is enough. Suze, have you been planting anything in the garden? I know we're not explicitly talking about gardening here today, but have you been planting anything new in your garden recently?
Well, no, I haven't, but I, on the way out of Chelsea yesterday, I wanted to go and buy loads of plants, and then I thought, oh, it's a bit of a bugger to get them home. Mm. And I can just go down to some, well, there's some really nice local, small
artisanal
gun centers near us.
Yeah, it's very,
you know, local. You know, we've all got to be local now. I know, Tom, you hate being local.
I hate it.
Tom actually goes to Gibraltar for all of his plants.
I have them flown in as far away from possible.
But I went to the seed guy.
Oh.
That's not what he's called, but it should be what he's called. But there was a guy that was selling seeds.
Okay.
And I went over and, because my daughter likes the idea of getting into gardening.
Oh.
But of course, I don't really want her, you know,
making a mess.
There's parts of the garden that she can do, and there's parts that, you know, take a little bit of attention and time and maybe don't want to be watered to death.
That is often the case with little ones. They like to
water
it. And and I think their hope is that it will instantly grow, but of course it does not.
No, that's the thing. So anyway, I said, I want to go and get a pot. I've got a six-year-old daughter. I want to get a pot. I'd like to have a few different things in there. Some seeds that we can plant in the next couple of weeks that maybe, you know, will grow in the next little while. And he said this, this, and this. And so I've got some Canadian poppies, the orange ones.
Oh, beautiful.
They're really lovely. And then a couple of other things that I can't remember that are downstairs. Maybe a dahlia something.
Oh, a dahlia will be lovely.
Anyway, he said that they're relatively easy and good for kids. Just a one big pot.
Good idea. Lovely big flowers.
I'm going to do it Bank Hole Monday next week.
Yeah, great timing.
Go and get some mud, soil. Yeah. Go and get a nice big pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take it to a garden centre for an hour, you know.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Because it's such a nice thing to do, gardening, isn't it? And it's such a, I'm not good at it, but I want to learn. And then I thought, well, I can learn with her, can't I?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what a lovely thing to do together.
We can have a little learn together. Because I've got that app, you know.
Oh, what, the one that tells you what to plant or how your plant is doing?
Yeah. It was very funny, actually, because it does trees as well.
Oh.
And in our garden we have, I thought it was a silver birch, but it's a paper birch.
Oh.
I think that's what it's called. Anyway, my daughter, I said to her that she could log all of the plants in the garden. So she was going around and she was having a go at reading them out.
Oh.
And then I was, getting her to read in ways that she doesn't realise she's reading. And she's like, what does it say? How often do we need to water that one?
Oh, you know, that's clever. Like
that. Anyway, she took a photo of the paper birch. And then I said, what's that one called? And she said, that's the paper bitch. And I had to sort of not laugh, because as soon as you laugh at a swear word, she'll realise it's a good thing. I think that's birch. And she went, oh yeah, paper birch. But Alice and I were in the garden and we were
like, that's so funny. Oh, that's so funny.
That's the paper bitch. Kind of had jobs like that. When I did a lot of photocopying.
Yes, I remember, doing a lot of filing. I guess that's what I was for a time. Oh, that's so lovely.
This office needs a paper bitch. I don't know why we're in America, but we are.
But, well, it suits it. I like that about it all and how it can become quite intergenerational. And that's what you said about one of the gardens, about how it's often like something the grandparents do with grandchildren.
Yes.
Passing on that knowledge.
Or indeed gay uncles and nieces.
And gay uncles and nieces. I mean, maybe we'll get to see her today. So yeah, things like that, I think it's lovely about it. Oh, that's good. I'm really spending some time.
Yeah, it's very nice. Now, Tom, I feel like we've buried the lead of what this episode should be about.
Yes.
Which is, your book comes out this week.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I completely forgot. I'm terrible at self-promotion.
You're PR'd up to the arsehole. You've got to start talking about this. Come on.
Okay. The book is out on Thursday. That might be tomorrow based on when this comes out.
You can still pre-order it.
You can pre-order it today, Wednesday.
You can still pre-order it. You'll get it ASAP. You'll have it by the weekend.
If you were thinking of buying it, it would be great if you could buy it in this week, because then it's...
If you're buying it next week, don't worry.
That's fine too.
I was going to say, don't bother.
Yeah, next week, forget it. No.
But you know, it's lovely weather on Saturday. What a nice thing to do.
People might be inclined,
would be to sit outside, wouldn't it? Whether you have a little garden yourself or maybe just going to a local park where there might be a bench, maybe just half an hour.
Lovely.
To read Tom's book. Lovely. To go into a little suburban drama.
Oh, come into suburbia with me. It's a story about four houses facing onto a park, and the characters are a gay couple, Nathan, Luke and Vince, who live next door to Miranda, who's a mysterious 80-something. And there's a family, Dr. Alice and Barry. And then next to them is Donald and Fanny, an older couple.
Mm.
And it's about how they're more linked than they ever realized.
Yes. It's great.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that.
It's a real page turner.
Oh, did you feel? Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yes, I did. I did.
Oh, thank you.
But I did read it on a Kindle thing. So it was a thumb pusher.
A thumb push. Yeah. Yeah. You can't turn a Kindle.
Page Turner would be a great name for a drag queen.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Page Turner. Page Turner.
But it's really good. Now, are you doing a lot of PR-y things? Are you going to be one showing?
Well, I'm doing the one show.
Of course.
I'm doing Waterstones in Sevenoaks today. That's Tuesday.
So Clang.
You might not know about that until afterwards. Waterstones in Sevenoaks. And then Waterstones Piccadilly tonight.
Are you being interviewed?
Being interviewed.
Very nice.
And then Thursday is a busy day because I'm doing Magic Radio and I'm doing podcasts and I'm then going on The One Show.
Lovely.
And the following day I'm then going on This Morning and then I'm going to Hey on Why and then I'm going to do three things at Hey on Why and then from there I'm going to do things in Wrexham and then the Wirral and then I'm coming home Saturday night late.
Tom, that's a lot.
I do think that, yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah. And also I went out for dinner last night with Matt Tebbutt and his lovely wife and we got drunk. So I
really
like
him and his wife. I met his wife when I did Saturday Kitchen.
Oh, was she there? Oh, she's so
great. Yeah, she was there. She was so lovely. Mm. Well, here's the thing. We're both at Hay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
You're doing your book thing. Then we're doing the comedy night and then you're doing something else as well?
I think I'm interviewing Emerald Fennell.
You?
Yeah.
Tom.
Because somebody dropped out and I've met her before.
That's enormously chic.
That is quite chic, isn't it? But
that is enormously chic. Did you not realise how chic it was? Because you know that she was in Called the Midwife.
Yes.
She played Patsy the Lesbian.
Yes.
I don't know. What time you interview? Can I get there in time to be there?
Susie, you can be there.
I can be there? Okay, I'm great. Because I'd really like to have another contact in Called the Midwife.
Called the Midwife World.
I'm sure that she's there to talk about Wuthering Heights, but I would.
Yes.
Or indeed Saltburn. But I would say, which I always want to call Saltdean, which is down the road in Brighton. Oh, really lovely place.
New, isn't it?
Has a lovely Lido.
Oh, yeah. My friend Amanda used to live there.
Art Deco.
Very Art Deco around there, isn't it? Yeah. Lots of 70s houses.
But it's not Saltdean, it's Saltburn.
Mm.
And I bet she's bored of being asked about that.
Yes. Maybe I'll ask her something else. Going anywhere nice on your holiday?
Maybe ask her about Call the Midwife.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Yes, I can ask her about Call the
Midwife. I would make it a very Call the Midwife heavy chat if I was you. I don't want you to take...
Yeah, you're right. Just...
Do you know what? I think whatever they've given you, rip it up.
Absolutely. And be like,
and just go, let's chat about what you really want to talk about.
Didn't you have a lesbian kiss in a phone box?
Is that right? Didn't you pash off in a phone box with another bird?
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. The Hey on My crowd will love all that.
Well, listen, of course, I'm now going to have to try and be there in time.
Try and be there. And then you're staying over that night like me, aren't you?
Well, listen, I'm staying over. I think we might be staying in the same place.
Oh, good. I don't know where we're staying. Because a lot of the time you sort of end up in an old lady's front room or a tent.
Well, yeah, we're all staying there.
Great.
We're all staying in Marge's front room.
Marge, yeah, it's lovely.
And then on the Saturday, I'm doing a paperback event. Tom, here's the thing. We are coming for 2 nights. It's the first time ever we're having 2 nights away from the baby.
Oh, that'll be fun.
She's got grandma, night one.
She'll have
nanny, night two. She's going to be sport rotten. She's going to have the time of her life. And we're having a bit of us time.
Good.
And can you believe, nearly 6 years.
Wow.
And we've never had 2 nights away.
You've not ever had 2 nights. Oh, that would be brilliant. So you're staying in an hotel or a yurt or something? Or
we're staying in an hotel.
Lovely.
Well, I think it's an B&B.
Oh, how extraordinary.
But we stayed there last year and we requested to stay there again because it was so nice.
Oh, well, if I'm staying there, I'll be thrilled.
You'll be thrilled. Right, Tom, you are being picked up by a car in less than 1 minute.
Yep. I've got to go to the Chelsea
Fashion. You've got to go and talk to Nikki Chapman about Will Young. So...
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Thanks, hon. Thanks for all this.
Ask her whether she thought that One True Voice, whether they will ever come back.
Oh, I bet she'll know. She probably speaks to them every day.
Right.
All right. The book's out on Thursday. It's called Common Decency. Thank you.
Yeah, look, guys, the book is so good. It's absolutely brilliant.
Write a review if you like it.
If you don't like it, don't write a review.
Please don't tell
me. Absolutely no need for that.
I do not want that.
It's really, really good. You hear this all the time on podcasts now, don't you? But like buying it in the first week can be really helpful to authors, because then bookshops order in more and maybe they'll give it a nice place in the shop and all those things. Yeah. It's a really great book. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can put it down. And, you know, even if I didn't love Tom to bits, I'd still be saying that. So, you know,
isn't
I really mean
lovely?
It.
That's lovely. That's friendship.
Isn't that lovely? Right. Go
all
on.
Right, better go. But thanks. Thanks
piss
for listening.
Off.
All
piss
right,
off
I'm
going to
go and piss off now. Oh, and the sun's coming out now, too. So I'm always joined to the righteous. Anywho.
If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you in hay.
I'll speak to you later, okay?
I feel like it's been quite chaotic this morning.
Yeah, very chaotic. I've been
really
very
sorry, guys. Bye.
Sorry about it. Okay, bye, everyone. Bye. 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 Bye.